Okay, today's Daf Pei Beis. We're on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah said that if you shech the carbon, certain carbonos cannot, certain animals, certain issues, cannot be osu v'espino for various reasons. For example, paraduma. Paraduma can't be osu v'espino because the mother, the para, the mother, is what about the mother? Not a valid shechita, or you can't eat it. Can't eat. I don't know who eats a paraduma. Okay. Says the Gemara, paras chatas shechita she'ena yirui. A paraduma is not a valid shechita. Why not? The Tanya we learned from Shimon Omer, para, you have a paraduma, mitama tumas ochlin. It could be mitame tumas ochlin. Meaning, if it gets meat, it can metame other food. Howel v'haytel a shas hakosher, because it had a shas kosher. What does that mean? It had a shas kosher.
One point.
Says Rashi. Look at the second to bottom Rashi. Af al gaf the amr of Shimon parakamah de bechoros. Shimon says in the first parak of bechoros the isuri hana things that are asur b'hana kigod. For example, shor haniskol asur b'hana petach hamor ain metame tumas ochlin. Those things that are considered food, they can't be mitame food. V'nafkule mikol ochel asher yeyochel. It's learned out of the pasuk from any food that you eat. Ochel shata yochel achil acherim kari ochel. Only things you can feed someone else is called food. Modahu, but he admits the paraduma mekabelas tumas ochlin l'tame acherim. Paraduma is considered food. Why is it considered food? Because it had a shas kosher. What does it mean it had a shas kosher? Right? When you shecht the paraduma, the moment you shecht it, yeah. That second, freeze that second, what could you do with this paraduma now? One of two things. Either make it a paraduma,
right.
Or make a barbecue for you and your friends. You could eat it. You don't have to make it into a paraduma.
Halachically,
Ashar and Iskul, you cannot do that.
Right.
It's Asur Bahana, you can't do that. Paraduma, you can do that. Okay, everyone's there, it's all production, we're going to make a paraduma. You can change your mind. You know what? Rashi's going to say an Amud Aleph, right here. Here. Turn the page. Vamr Shlokish. Vamr Shlokish. And Rish Lakish said, remember that it's Rish Lakish who said this. Rish Lakish, thank you. Rish Lakish said, Omer Hayy Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Para Nifdeis Agabi Ma'arachta. A Para Aduma can be redeemed when it's on the pyre already. What do you do with the Para Aduma? You burn it for the ashes. Right? Says Rashi over here, Im matza na haimenu. If you find a better looking paraduma, redeem this one, but I shechted it already, it's ready on the... So what? Redeem it, and get a better one. So it could be food. So what do you mean, the Mishnah said, that it's not a valid shechita? Why not? And therefore you can't have also bezbno with a paraduma. Why not? Right? Why not? And Rashi continues, Rashi to address the following issue. What do you mean a paraduma makes tumah on food? Doesn't it make everybody tummy? Everybody writes, Rashi says, Afilu here, afilu agam in rarachta, afilu shachta, kihilchitha, al ma'arechas shal etim. Even if you shechted it properly on this arrangement of wood, she nishchetes aleha, which is what you do to shecht a paraduma. It's not even done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's done in Har HaZeisim.
Right.
They would set up this whole platform, the whole whatever arrangement, and check the Kavartua. He did all that. If it's ready to be redeemed, it can be redeemed. It's considered food now. You know what? We're not going to make a Paraduma today. I know the whole Klai Yisrael is here watching this. We found the better one. This we're going to have a big barbecue later. You can do that. If you can do that, so why isn't it... Right? Rashi continues... Gesundheit. Wie kasha? You can ask a kasha. Lama li kabbalas tumahi? What do you mean it's kabbalas tumah? Gufa matame adumu begadim. Anyone who touches a paradum becomes tummy.
Right.
That's the big cloak about it. It's matame. It's matahair people that are tummy. Yet the guys who work with it become tummy.
Right.
So what do you mean it's matame food? Says Rashi, Mefarshina bikia gavda, bikrisas, perakdam shchita, kigon, basar. It comes with a crazy, complicated case. Basar shechafohu bepachas mikabeta batzek. It's where food is less than the shear, and it combines with the cracks it cracks in your barrel, and you filled up the cracks with dough.
Okay.
You had a crack in the barrel. It's a good barrel. I don't want it to go to waste. That's a crack. So you fill it up with some dough. Is that dough edible? Well, it's dough. So it says the Gemara there, you can use the dough to combine with other food to give you the requisite shear.
For what?
To make tuba.
Oh, to become tuba.
To make other things tummy, right? Eat. Where am I? Yeah. Kigon basar. Shechafel pachas mikabeitza batzek. It's less than the shear. The shear is a beitza, but it's dough. E mashvitz le'ochel mitzdarif adi batzek u'makabal hai batzek tuma. So this dough can be combined with other food to give you the dough itself. It's not the right shear. It's a small little crack. But it can combine. Same thing over here. And it's not for the other food, the dough cannot become makabal. No shear. You're only touching the dough. You're not touching the food. So same thing over here with the paraduma. It's more tuma. Before it's just other and begadim. Now it can even be tame food, like this. So back to our question. The Mishnah said yesterday that there's no osav esbeno by paraduma because that advised valid shechita. Why not? You can change your mind and eat it. Says the Gemara. Amar Rab Shemin Bar Abba Amar Rab Yochanan paras chatos eino Mishnah. Now that never should have said that in the Mishnah. Take it out of the Mishnah. It should not have been in the Mishnah. Right? Why not? Because shchitas of a paraduma is a valid shchita, and it could... it's not possible for a paraduma to be a mother. That's not possible. It can't be a mother because it can't have mated. It can only be a daughter. So you shech the paraduma, you shech the mother of the paraduma the same day, you chayev osav esbeno. The Mishnah said you're not. But that it's wrong. It's not a Mishnah. Now The next one is also the Mishnah said Egla Rufa. There's no Osuva Espino for an Egla Rufa. Right? So then Gemara said, why not? What's wrong with Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa, Lav Shchita Ruyihi, Elul is not a valid Shchita. Same story. Vatnan, listen to this. You have a dead body that you found in the middle of nowhere. So you do the whole Egla Rufa process. You're about to get an Egel. And you're about to get an Egel to do Egla Rufa. And lo and behold, you find the murderer. Nimta horeg. You find the guy. So, Adshalo ta'aref ha'egola. Before you break the neck of the Egla Rufa, teitev etur be'eder. Put it back in your pen. Put it back in the flock. Nothing happens. Put it back. Oh, I'm sure been luck. So what do you see from here? The Egla Rufa could be a valid shechita. Right? Now, there is no shechita by Egla Rufa. What?
There's no
shechita. So what do you mean by that? Nothing's intrinsically wrong with the animal itself. Because just because you said, oh, we're going to make an egg with this animal, doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
You can find the murderer, and therefore, why can't I shecht an egg larufa and then osav esbeno? What's wrong with the shechita?
It's not considered egg larufa anymore.
What? No, but so we're going to get to that. So Amar Shur ben Lakish, Mishur Abyanai, Egla Rufa ain't on Mishnah. You're right. Egla Rufa should not be in the Mishnah either.
So
shouldn't be in the Mishnah either. Because it could be also Vesbino.
If instead of breaking the Egla's neck,
You shechted it,
that's not a valid Shechita. And then could you then kill...
Why is it not a valid Shechita? Why not?
Zach, the question is the Egla Rufa designated, what does it do? What do you designate it?
The answer is not. So here we go. One second. So that was said in the name of Rav Shimon Lakish, in the name of Rav Yanai. So Amr Rav Yanai, Omir Rav Yanai, Hachi, Rav Yanai ever said such a thing? Amr Rav Yanai, Gvul Shamati, but there was some issue with Egla Rufa, some issue, V'shachachti, but I forgot what it was. There was something about this issue, but I forgot. So, V'nas bin Chaveri Lomar, the my friends in the yeshiva told me, they reminded me, Yeridasa l'nachal Eithan osarta. Just taking the eagle down to the Nachal Eithan, where you're going to break it, that already makes the eagle usar. So if you're on your way down to the Nachal, and then you find the murderer, there's a all points bulletin. We found the guy, it's too late. It's still usar. Why? That's what he holds. Now, if it's true, right, that, now, is the Egla Rufa alive? Yes.
Yeah, right,
it's
now,
walking down to that valley.
Right.
Walking down to the Nachal Esan. And then you realize, oh, we found the murderer. It's still Usher. So what do you see? When it's alive, it could become Usher. Right? When it's alive, it could become Usher. Right? It's Usher.
Right.
So if it can become Usher when it's alive, right? Lishni Khan. So the mission is that, by the way, this whole Gemara about Egla Rufa is in Sota. That's where it appears. For some reason, Egla Rufa, halachas are all Masechta Sota. What does Egla Rufa have to do with Sota? Not much. But for some reason, they stuck it there, right? Like,
That's some rule left over.
No, all the Gemara, the Mishnayos, even. Anyway, so what do we say? But also, we said over here that an Egla Rufa can become valid shechita because it goes back into the flock. So what's the cutoff? So very simple, lishni kan kodim yirida. Yeah, why does it go back into the flock before you go down to Nachal Esan? Kan, when does it become usher when it's alive? Lacha yirida, after it goes down into the Nachal Esan.
Starting the descent,
exactly. So one second. So if that's true, maybe an Egla Rufa is not a valid Shechita. After all, once you go down to the descent, it becomes Aser, even though it's alive. So if you shecht it now, it's still Aser. So maybe it should be in the Mishnah. So that's Kedav Osev Es Beno. Because it's not a valid Shechita. Because it's Aser. Why? Because you started the descent. So what's going on here? So why did you take it out of the Mishnah? Shouldn't take it out of the Mishnah. It should be in the Mishnah. So Amar of Pinchas Bredavami, Anan Mishmei Derav Shurim Belakish Masnin Alei Egla Rufa Eino Mishnah. You telling me that Rabbi Yanai said that? Good. Rabbi Yanai could say that, but Rish Lakish can't. Rabbi Yanai holds that going, taking the animal down to the Nachal, that already answers it. Nobody else said that. Rish Lakish never said that. So according to Rish Lakish, that's not true. So according to Rish Lakish, they can never have an Egla Rufa that's Usser when it's alive. Can never be no such thing. You designated it, you started the procedure, until it's dead, which is not a shechita anyway, it can't be usher. If it can't be usher, it shouldn't be in the Mishnah.
Okay, one second. So back to his original problems.
Yeah.
What happens if you do kill it, right? You do kill it. Now, is that considered a shechita?
No, so there is a line like that.
That's the problem.
There are two animals in Judaism that are killed not with shechita, and the Gemara both times calls it a shechita. One is Egla Rufa and the Seal Azazel. So the Gemara calls it a shechita. Does that mean it's a shechita for Osav Es Beno? I don't know about that.
So that's the problem.
Right. So the point is, according to Rabbi Yanai, it could be in the Mishnah. Because it's Osav Bahana even when it's alive. When? When you start the descent.
Right.
According to Rish Lakish, there's no such thing. So it shouldn't be in the Mishnah. That's what Rish Lakish said. Take it out.
It's a shechita that's Osav. You can't...
Correct.
You put asleep a mother and shecht the cow at the same time.
No. Yes, you can do that.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. But it was the whole yesterday. It has to be mamash a shechita, a good shechita. So Amar Ravashi Kevina Be'er of Papi Kashalon. We have a different question. Me Amar Rabbi Shlomo Melakish Hachi. Did Rosh Lakish say that? That what? That there's never an Egla Rufa that's also when it's alive. Did he really say that? Va Itmar. But we have the following. Tipori Mitzora, the birds of a Mitzora. Right? There are two birds of a Mitzora. One we fly away, and one gets killed. Name say Netzar. When did it become Aser? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishas Shechita, from the time of Shechita. Rish Lakish Amar Mishas Lekicha, when you take them already. When you take them, you didn't do anything with them yet. All you did was designate them. You took them to the Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is. On the way to the Beis Hamikdash, they're already Aser Bana, right? V'amrin in my time of the Shem Lakish, where do you get that from? Gamar Lekicha Kicha Mi Egla Rufa. It's Gzeira Shah from Egla Rufa. So if he holds the birds are usher when they're alive, where do you get that from? From Egla Rufa, then he must hold somehow. Egla Rufa is also usher when they're alive. Must be. It's a Gzera Shava. Right? So how can Rish Lakish say it shouldn't be in the Mishnah? I found you a way. Egla Rufa can be usher when it's alive. If it's usher when it's alive, it's not a valid Shechita. Ella, Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Egla Rufa ain't a Mishnah. Right. So change it to say, Rabbi Yochanan said that. Okay, in Echanami, Rish Lakish now could hold that Egla Rufa is a law. Egla Rufa is usher when it's alive. If it's usher when it's alive, Why is it also when it's alive? Because it's a gzeirah shava to birds. If it's also when it's alive, it can't be a valid shechita. So who said, take it out of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rosh Lakish did not say that. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Okay? Okay, very good. Okay. Ready for this Mishnah? Next Mishnah. Shnayim shalachu. Two people walk into a store to buy animals. The guy, Reuven, is online ahead of Shimon. Reuven buys the mother, Shimon buys the son. Right? Shnayim shalachu. What?
Yeah, par uvena. Yeah.
Right? Par uvena. Eze shalachach rishon, yishchot rishon. Who should go first? Who should check first? The one who bought it first. The one who bought it first. Very simple.
Why?
He can't check both on the same day, right?
Correct.
So Reuven bought one first. He was online first.
Oh,
he was bought it first. He gets to check it first. And Shimon has to wait till tomorrow.
Whether the mother or the son.
Whichever one it is.
He doesn't check it that day.
He's supposed to check it that day to let the other guy check it tomorrow. Now, im kadam hasheni, if the second one was jumped the gun, zacha. So fine. Then Reuven has to wait. Now, two things. What about if
the funny mission that this makes common sense, and we have to go explain it.
Wait. What if two people bought it from two different sellers? The mission is talking about one seller. So you can't sell at the same time to two different people. So first sells to Reuven. Then Shimon's next online. Shimon goes next. So the halacha is Reuven goes first. What if two people buy from two different sellers? Who goes first? So believe it or not, the Rosh said, Bezdin has to make a goral to see who goes first.
What difference does it make?
What?
What's the difference does it make?
Because if you check it today, the guy can't check it today.
So whoever goes,
What do you mean? Now you have a wedding, I'm also making a wedding. So I want to make a shekel today. Right? That's when it comes up, right? Everyone's making a big simcha. So you have it, I have it. So we both bought it at the same time. So the answer is, Bez has to make a garble.
That's what when you buy livestock, you have to ask the guy.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it tomorrow. We're gonna get to it tomorrow. That's tomorrow's daf. So remind me to make the announcement at the end of the daf about the time tomorrow. So the Rosh and the Bach said Bezin does a garble. The Taz says Bezin doesn't get involved in these kinds of things. What are you making Bezin make a garble for? What? They think better things to do than be busy with your. Right? Figure it out. Okay?
So the lav itself is on. It's not only divided by two animals. That's on me and
it's on the second guy. It's on the second shechter. The second person. As a matter of fact, so what did the Mishnah say? If the second guy jumps the gun, Mishnah says one word, zacha. He gets it. Can Reuven, no, it's Shimon, right? Shimon jumped the gun. Can Reuven sue him? Did he cause Reuven damage? I had to push off my wedding because you went ahead and jumped the gun. I was on line first. Says everyone, no, he cannot sue him because it's called indirect damage. It wasn't direct damage. It's indirect damage. Indirect damage is, not in this world you can't sue. He quotes from the Teres Yisrael, Aval B'dinei Shemayim. B'dinei Shemayim, Yischayev, you're going to be Chayev, Kishar Kol Groma, Shapatu Midinei Adam, V'chayev B'dinei Shemayim. In this world, we can't make you pay. But Hashem can make you pay. He did it. It's an indirect damage.
So take your pick.
Take your pick, exactly.
It's not on grandparents.
We're gonna get to the next Mishnah.
Maybe a lesson in this somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding,
you think. Right? Amr Rabbi Yosef, Le'inyan Dina Tanan. This Mishnah is talking about regarding Din. Who goes first? Right? Tana, Im Kadam Hasheni, Hareze Zariz Vinizgar. He's a Zariz. He has much more Zarizus. Vinizkar, and he also gains. Zariz, the law of Isura. Listen to the myth. The Mishnah calls him a Zariz because he cannot now do the Avera. It's impossible. He went first. Right. If the second guy says, I can't wait, I'm not pushing. All right, say, over, no, big deal. The guy says that. The first guy doesn't get an Avera for that.
Right.
Second guy gets the Avera. Second guy is always the one who gets the Avera. So the first guy right away, I can't get an Avera for this. And also, Vinizkar, the Kachal Bisra. He got good meat. So he cannot do anything wrong, right? Okay. Okay?
Just for a second. If a farmer sells his livestock, and one guy, the mother goes to Netanya...
You asked me that already. I said, tomorrow we'll deal with it.
No, we have to track it.
Yes, we'll deal with it tomorrow. Now, Shachat Para. Ready for this one? Okay. Your head's going to spin a little now. Shachat Para. Yishach the mother. V'yachakach shnei baneha. Then Yishach the mother's two sons. Sofik shmonim. You get chayiv twice. Two malchus. Right? Why? He did two averas. One for the son A and one for son B. Shachat shnei baneha. What if Yishach two brothers? V'yachakach shachta. Then Yishach the mother. There's no Israel of shachting two brothers. So when Yishach the mother, it's only one avera. So if it gets our boy, you shecht one. You get one malchus for that. Shecht one avera. Okay? Shachta. You shecht the grandmother. V'es bina. V'es bita. And the mother. V'es bas bita. And then the three generations. Right? By the way, the Eishel Avram says, there's no such thing as b'nei bonim areihem kibonim when it comes to animals. So you know such thing. Okay, no such thing. I know someone's going to ask me that. There's no such thing as b'nei bonim areihem kibonim. So how many? What happened? You shechted the mother, the mother, the grandmother, the mother, and the granddaughter. How many averas did you do? Two. Which two? Shechted the mother, no avera. Shechted the middle one, that was an avera.
Right.
Shechted the bottom one, also an avera.
Right.
Two averas. So shechted, yeah. Sofik shmonim. You get 80. Ready? That's the easy one. Now, here comes the fascinating one. Shachta v'ez bas bita. You shacht the grandmother and the granddaughter. So far, how many varies have you done?
None.
None.
Granddaughter is not
considered. Not considered a daughter. So how many varies have you done? None.
Right.
Then you shacht the mother in the middle. Then, v'achakach shachta bita. Then you shacht the mother in the middle. How many averis have you done now?
One.
Well, really two.
Two.
Because it's a mother, it's also a daughter.
Right.
So how many malchus do you get?
40.
Says it's a machlokas. Says Tanakama, Sofik gets harboim. You get 40. Why do you get 40?
It's one action.
So 1 second. You never get more than one malchus for doing one action. Do you mean you eat a bug, you get five malchus? Because it's a water bug, and it's a creepy bug, and it's this.
That's a question.
Right? So how come over here you're only getting one?
No, we say that you're over five isurim, but it doesn't mean that you necessarily get five sets of
milk. The Gemara says loka chamisha. So the answer is, Mati's right, and you're right, it's only one maisa. Sumchis omer, mishum reb meir, sufik shmonim. No, you get malchus twice. Why? Why you get malchus? What? Also, that's Bino, it's twice. It's also a mother, and it's also a daughter. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? They both agree it's one ma'isa.
Right.
No, he's connecting. One is connecting. One is doing the one action as this way, and one is connecting to one. One is connecting to the two. That's why.
We only did one ma'isa. Everyone agrees only did one ma'isa.
One ma'isa on each one.
What do you mean? You need a separate ma'isa for each one?
No, not a separate ma'isa. One ma'isa works with the grandmother. One ma'isa works with the daughter.
Right.
So it's in the same action that you're doing.
Right. So why did you still get? Why do you get one and why do you get two?
Because one is working.
Right.
He's figuring it goes like this.
Right.
One action covers two people.
Right.
One action covers the top, the grandmother, and one action, which is the same action, is covering the bottom.
Right. So, fine. Very good.
Which, by the way,
yeah.
It's still one action.
Right, exactly. So, let's see what the Gemara says. Ready?
Yes, it doesn't pass it like soap is almost everywhere.
What? I don't know if it passes. We'll see at the end of the daf. Goes into this issue with Tzumchus is going to go into tomorrow's daf. We're not going to finish it today. First of all, Amai, why do you get Malkus if you shecht the son before the mother? Doesn't it say Oso the Esbino? Why is it backwards also good? Also an Avera. Amai, Oso the Esbino, Arachman. Vlo Benova Oso. Doesn't say Benova Oso. So Lo Sogadaitach, don't think that. The Tanya, that's wrong. The Tanya, Oso the Esbino. Ein Liela Oso the Esbino. Oso the Esimo Menayim. What if you shecht the son first and then the mother? How do you know that's a problem? Kishu Omer Lo Sish Chatu. Hare kan shnayim. It says sishchatu. It's either direction. Haketad. Echad ha-shochet es ha-para.
Gemara talks in the language of people.
No, the Torah.
Exactly. What usually it's done is the most common thing is you can actually go for the veal. You can go for a regular animal first.
Right. So my father called me to ask me, Oso, the word Oso, is Lashon Zachar or Lashon Nekeva?
Zachar.
Zachar. So why if you shech the mother Yechayev? Right? Not a bad question. So the answer is, what? I think the Gemara asked that question. I think the Gemara talked about that in the first daf, right?
Right.
And we said it meant both, Then why does the Torah say it like that?
Yeah.
Right? So that had its reason. So, ha-ketzad, echad ha-shochad ha-tapara, if you shech the child, the daughter, the son, the para is a female, ve-echad ha-shochad ha-se'ima, or you shech the mother. Right? Echad ha-shochad ha-se'ima, ve-echad ha-shochad ha-se'ima. So, he says, he shech the para, which para is the middle one. So in three generations. So v'achak shochet z'ima, then you shech the grandmother. V'achak shochet z'bina, shnei machronim chayavin. The last two are chayav. One's osov as bino, one's also as bino. Right? The point is, it can go either direction.
Right.
That's the point. Says the Gemara, hamibayle legufe, but I need it for itself. I need the halacha for itself. That it has to be a shechita. How do I know that's going the opposite direction? Imkein lichtav lo sishchot. My lo sishchatu, that's why how we know that it can go either direction. Vakatimi boyle, the iksiv rachmana lo sishchot, if it's a lo sishchot, havamina, I would have thought, chad in shrei lo, that only one person has to shech both animals. What if two people shech both animals? It's also as bino. How do I know that? Kasiv rachmana lo sishchatu, afilu trei, even two. So how do I know that you chayv either direction? In kain, lichtav lo yishchatu, my lo sishchatu, Shamanatarti. We have both. Okay? Very good. Now we're going to get to the crazy case. The grandmother and the granddaughter were shechted, then he shechted the mother in the middle. Tanakama said Yechayev once. Sumcha said Yechayev twice. It says, Amal Yabaya, Shachat has been Basbita. Amal Yabaya, Lev Yosef, my time with the Sumchas, why Sumchas hold Yechayev twice? Luchari should be Yechayev once. Why? Because he did one action. What about the Gemara that says Yechayev eat five, one bug, Yechayev five things? I can't answer that Gemara right now. I don't know. Gemara does say that, but I don't know. It's the same bug, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think violating Shabbos.
Yeah, you can do something on Shabbos and have 10 Averis,
yeah,
right?
Separate
what?
Separate
love. No, but it's one Maitha. But it's one Maitha.
No, it's one Maitha, but separate love. Here's the same love.
I hear it's the same love. Okay, oh, I hear what you're saying. But... No, but it's two. But it's Osev Espino for two different generations.
It's the same one animal's connected to both. That's why it's machlokas.
Yeah. So the answer is kasara sumchis. Sumchis holds. Listen to this. Ochal shnei zeise chelev behelam echad. If you eat two pieces of chelev, you forgot both of them. You forgot about chelev, and you had sitting down by the kiddush and you eat chelev. You're eating for 6 hours chelev. You forgot. How much are you chayev? Chayev shtei chatos. Chayev two chatoses. Because he ate another kizayis.
No, it's
okay. We hold one helem is one avera.
Exactly.
Sumchis argues on that. Sumchis says it doesn't go by the helem, it goes by the kizayis.
So if
you eat two kizayisim, two chatoses.
So if you eat 20 pounds of it,
you get 20 chatoses. Right? Yeah. What? Correct. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael gets very lumpish. The Mishnah talked about Malkus. The Mishnah talked about Malkus. Sumchus changes it now to if you eat Shnei Zeitzei Chelev Behelam Echad Chaim Shtei Chatos, like I did it by mistake. Right? How about if you did it b'mezid? Why does Sumchus change it to a shogig? The Mishnah is talking about mezid. Mishnah is talking about mezid. Chayim Malkus. Sumchus changes it. The answer why he changes it is because over by Osav Espino, you can only give one hasra. Don't shech that middle animal, you're going to be chayiv twice. But it's one hasra. Here, it's two hasra. He sits down to eat chaylev. Don't eat that. It's chayiv, yechayiv, chatev. Eat that? Chaylev? It's not only chaylev. Then he finishes, I don't care. Eat it. He says, another thing. He goes for a second. He goes for doubles. By the way, don't eat that. It's two warnings. So to give a case where there's no warning issues, he changed it to a chatas. Okay, that doesn't have to know. Okay, fine. Now, by the way, v'dinhu telashmina ba'alma. This would be the halacha always. V'had the kamash molon baha. And why is he mentioning it over here? Lodiach hakocha the rabbanan. To tell you the rabbanan. The af agav the gufin muchlokin. Even though it's gufin muchlokin, it's two different gufs. How's it two different gufs? One for the mother and one for the baby. Nevertheless, Pater Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say you Pater. Now we got to do this key Rashi. Rashi says, "Afagaf the gufa mechlokin." Got to read this. Look at this Rashi. Shal yedei shtei paros boinlo shtei malkios halalu. Because you're getting two malkas because it's two different animals. Or two different animals, the grandmother and the granddaughter. I only shechting one animal now. Only shechting one animal now in the middle. But it's two different gufs, the grandmother and the granddaughter. Then you shech the one in the middle. Those two gufs are causing you to get malkas twice. Upalog sumchis besefu v'hud in deresha. By the way, sumchis arkas in deresha also. Diktoni shachat shnei boneha. If you shech the two sons, v'yachakach shachta, what the Mishnah say? Sofeg mem. You chayev only one time, the Mishnah said. Right? Why chayev only one time? Why chayev one time? He shecht two brothers, then he shecht the mother. He chayev once. Why? Why chayev once? According to Sumchas, he should be chayev twice. It's two osof espinos. One for son A and one for son B. Ein echanami. Mesumchas sofeg pei. He shecht five sons, v'achakach shachta, then he shecht one mother, sumchis omer, shemeshum reber, chayim shem chamish alav, it's five averis. It's consistent, sumchis is consistent. Sumchis is consistent. So rabbis, the Tanakam is also consistent, right?
Also, if you shecht the mother and the father, and then you shecht the offspring, why do you chayim also?
Maybe you are. Odilma, back to the Gemara. So why does Sumchas hold that? Is it because of what we just said? Gufa mechlokin. Odilma kasafar Sumchas achas shnei zeitzim chelim helam echad. Ein achal avachas. Now, you eat two kazeitzim and one helam, I'm only chayv once. V'hacha hainu taima. Ho, of a gufa mechlokin. The reason why it's different here is because gufa mechlokin. What does gufa mechlokin mean? It's two different isurim. One for the mother, one for the grandmother, and one for the granddaughter. Right? I'm only in, yeah, that's what Sumchas holds. Kosavar, Ocha, Shnei Zeitzei Chelev, Shnei Zeitzei Chelev, Behelam Echad, Chayim, Shnei Chatos. The first way, if you eat two different Chelev in the same Helam, you Chayiv twice. But Sumchas holds that. We never heard that before. But Sumchas holds, you Chayiv twice. Mimai, I'll tell you how we know. Diktan Mitnan, at the Mishnah, says, Hazareya, Klayim, Klayim, Loka. If you plant Klayim, Klayim, you get Malkas. What do you mean, climb, climb? My climb, climb. What does it mean, climb, climb? Elapshita, base Malkios. It must mean Malkus twice. Right? But my Eskina, why do you get Malkus twice? Elem b'zeach hazeh b'shtei hasros. If you got hasro twice. That's obvious. Tanina. Nazir shal yishosek yayin kol yom ein chayev alachat. A Nazir's drinking wine all day. Why is he drinking wine all day? Because he forgot he's a Nazir.
Right.
He chayev, it's one of favorites. It's one of... Omrlo, al tishtav al tuhu shosa, al tishtav hu shosa, chayav akal achas vachas. So,
if you got tashra,
it's tashra, it changed everything.
Right.
So this thing about the klayim, can't be telling me that halacha, that's old news. Ela pshita, bebasa achas, ubasra achas. It was bebasa achas, he did klayim twice, bebasa achas, and one hasra, and how many malchus does he get? Two! Who said that? So Mani, who said that? Ilei merabbanon, the pligila de simchus, tadakam of our Mishnah? That's impossible. He can't hold that. Hashta, ma hasam over here, the gufa muchlokin, pachi rabbanon. Over here, when it's two bodies, it's a grandmother and a grandson, yet the tanakama hold, you only chayev one malchus. So by a case of klai, they're going to hold you chayev twice? Hachalo kolshkin? For sure not. Elala sumchasi. It's sumchas. So what do you see? Sumchas holds that one hasra. You're telling the guy, don't listen. What's going on? Don't check that middle generation. If you check that middle generation, you're doing two averis. You're going to be chayev twice. Where do you ever find such a thing? One hasra, two averis. Very rare. That's what Sumchas holds. It's one hasra. Don't check the middle generation. Check the middle generation. You're chayev twice. Tanakam says you're chayev only once. He's a chayev twice. So what do you see? Sumchas holds that way. Lo. Lo lo derabanan. Really, it's derabanan. This case of the klayim is derabanan. Umilsa agav orcha kamashmon. It's telling me a side point. The ikat shrei gavne klayim. That there could be two ways you can be over klayim. Ulafuke midrabyoshia. which is against Rabbi Yoshia, who held there's only one way to be over a client. Dar Rabbi Yoshia, ad sheizra chita v'saora v'chartan b'mapelat yad. You have to throw a wheat, a chita, a barley, v'chartan is a grape, in one throw, then only then you're chayiv. What about a grape and a wheat? And a grape and a barley? Separately? According to Rabbi Yoshia, you're not chayiv. That's what the Tanakhama said, klayim. They're both klayim. Kamashwan, of course, the chizor, achita, v'chartan. V'sor, v'chartan, nami, chayiv. You're also chayiv. So there's no raya to sumchis that if you eat two kizesim of chalev with one hasra, you chayiv twice. That would only have a raya for that, which would mean the same thing over here. You eat two, you shecht one animal, it's not the same even because there's only one maisa. There it's two kizesim. Right? That you can be chayiv twice for one hasra. That's what we're looking for. Tashma. So how about this? Achal mizeh kizayis, umizeh kizayis, sofig shmonim. If you eat the gidanasha of the right leg, and then you eat the gidanasha of the left leg, you're chayiv twice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't a sofig elamem. You only chayiv once. Why only chayiv once? Because if you heard the hold, there's only one get an usher, only on the right side. There is no get an usher on the left side. That's if you heard the holds. No. Hey Chidam, what's the case? If it's one after the other, and it's two asros, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Then why does Rabbi Yehuda hold? You get any malchus. Hasra safek he. It's hasra safek. It's not a valid hasra. What's going on here? There's two get hanashas here. There's two get hanashas. Rabbi Yehuda holds only chayav on one of them. But we don't know which one. We don't know which one's the right one. They're mixed up. So it shouldn't be chayav at all. It's hasra safek, right? The Tanya, hika ezeh. You hear what's going on? According to Rabbi Yehuda, only chayav one get hanasha. But we don't know which one. Second to give hasra. It's very similar to, you have a boy whose mother got divorced when she was 2 months pregnant, or whatever. She got divorced. She remarried a guy, waited 2 weeks. Not supposed to do that. Right. And then she had a baby 7 months later. So we don't know who the father is. Could be husband number one, it could be husband number two. We don't know who the father is. So then what happens is the boy, he grows up, he's so angry. So hikazeh, v'chazeh, hikazeh. He hits one, he hits the other. Kilazeh, v'chazeh, v'kilazeh. Then he curses one, he curses the other. Oh, shigish shnayim b'vatzachas. He hits them at the same time. Oh, shakil shnayim b'vatzachas. Chayiv. In either way, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'vatzachas chayiv, b'zeachazeh pater. B'vatzachas, you're chayiv. B'zeachazeh, you're pater. Why are you chayiv b'vatzachas? Only one of them is your father.
That's right.
Only one of them is your father. Right?
Right.
So why are you chayiv? According to the Tanakham, why are you chayiv? If you hit it both at the same time, everyone holds you chayiv. Because no matter what, I gave hasra. Don't hit one of those two. So the Ramban says, this issue of hasra suffik doesn't apply where you can definitely do the avera anyway. So it's not Ruvay, it's not Shimon. Don't hit either of them. One of them's your father. Don't curse either of them. One of them's your father. I don't care, I'm cursing them both. I hate them both. So you chayiv anyway. So just because I didn't tell you which one, that's not called hasra suffik. The Ruvay says that is called hasra suffik. Right? So that can't be the case. That ella pshita b'vatzachas u'b'hasra achas. It must be b'vatzachas, right? U'b'hasra achas. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Chayiv malchus. Why? That's hasra's vaday, right? Then what do we say? If you eat one of those two gidhanoshes, you're going to be chayiv, right? Now uman tanakama. Who's the tanakama here? Who said you chayiv twice? Ilem rabbanon pligal de sumchus. Could it be the Rabbanon who argued on Simchas over here? That makes no sense. Hashto, ma'chasim, the gufim uchlak and pachu, Rabbanon, hachalo kolshkein, over there, over here by Osav Ez Beno, they hold, if you shech the middle generation, you only chayiv once, right? How could they hold that over there by the Gidon Rashi case, you chayiv twice? They never hold that. El alav, sumchisi, it must be sumchis, right? And Rashi says, because we don't find any other Tana that would ever say that. Only sumchis, right? Lo asher chantana disleha svara elehu. No other says it's svara except for him. So the Gemara says, lo, La'olam b'zeh achazeh. Right? Really, it's b'zeh achazeh. Ay, v'rabanan. V'hai tana safa lo k'idach d'Rabbi Yehuda, tana d'Rabbi Yehuda. Tama hasra safek, shma hasra. He holds that hasra safek is a valid hasra. Where does he hold that? That we'll pick up tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. So tomorrow, I'm gonna send out an email to the shul. We're gonna have a 6:30 shachris. Then we're gonna do daf at 7:15, and then there'll be an 8 o'clock shachris also. Okay.